Hi. This week the question is, when is change dangerous and sinful? Do you remember when Barack Obama was campaigning for the office of President of the United States? He was claiming to be a change agent. He promised to bring change to Washington. He promised that if he was elected, things were going to change. And people like that. People are convinced there needs to be a change in Washington, and this idea of electing someone who will go in and shake things up, that has a popular appeal. The same thing is going on in churches. There are churches which advertise and present themselves as different. They appeal to the public as a church which is changing. They speak of organized religion in a negative way, and they promise that they are different, and they are different. In the music that they have, in the way that they present their message, they're different in the actual message that they do present. They're different than traditional churches, and they're changing with the times. And now our question this week is this. When is change dangerous and sinful? When is it wrong to change? Well, number one, it's wrong to change when the change is away from the revealed will of God. God has revealed His entire will in the pages of Scripture. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." According to this passage, there is not one thing a person needs in this life to guide him beside the written Scriptures alone. They supply all the needs that a person has. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Anyone advocating change from what is written in Scripture is advocating a change that is sinful and dangerous. In Galatians 1, verse 8, the Bible says, "Even if we or an angel from heaven preaches any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." Here, the danger is clearly spelled out. Anyone advocating change from what the apostles taught is in danger of being accursed from God. Number two, it is dangerous and sinful to change from what one vowed to do before God. Every day, men and women who have vowed faithfulness to their spouse violate that sacred vow by committing fornication or adultery with a third person. Every day, men and women who have vowed faithfulness to God Himself violate that sacred promise by forsaking His law and deciding to live their lives in their own way. These are changes, but they are dangerous and sinful changes. In Jeremiah chapter 34, verse 10, the Bible says, "Now when all the princes and all the people who had entered into the covenant heard that everyone should set free his male and female slaves and that no one should keep them in bondage anymore, they obeyed and let them go. But afterward," verse 11, "afterwards they changed their minds and made the male and female slaves return, whom they had set free, and brought them into subjection as male and female slaves." Now here are people who had made slaves out of their fellow Jewish brethren. First, they changed for the good. They realized that it was wrong to enslave their brethren, and they set all of their brethren free from slavery. But afterward, the Scripture says, they changed their minds and made the male and female slaves return, whom they had set free, and brought them into slavery again. Now, change is good if one is ceasing to do evil and starting to do good. Isaiah 1, 16 and 17. The Bible word that describes this sort of change for good is the word repentance. "We must repent or we will perish," Jesus said in Luke 13, verse 3. Change is dangerous and it's sinful if one stops doing good and returns to evil. This is what the Jews were doing in the days of Jeremiah. This is exactly what people are doing when they change the moral standards of God, when they change the worship regulations of the Bible, when they change the requirements of salvation set forth in the Scriptures. Those are dangerous changes. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 2, the Bible says, "Be not rash with your mouth, and do not let your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven and you on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Verse 4, when you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed. Better not to vow than to vow and not pay. When a person vows a vow before God, whether a marriage vow or a vow of loyalty to God himself, it is dangerous and it is sinful to change and not keep that vow. A person would be better to never vow loyalty than to vow and then change. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. Everyone gets all excited over presidential campaigns because all the candidates involved are calling themselves change agents. They're going to go to Washington and they're going to shake things up. But we need to be very careful about the sort of changes we get excited about. Some changes are not for the good, but for the bad. And you may rest assured, any change from what God has revealed in the Scriptures is not a change for good. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, and there's no spaces between those words. There at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.